All right, so listen, you know, you guys know that I'm kind of a...
weirdo.
Well, I guess a weirdo.
Yeah, you
so,
said it.
So, I think it was on Friday or something like that. I forget what day it was. My track, we hadn't been drying it for because of the rain and stuff, so we kind of let my track dried out. And on Thursday for the Neesmith World Championship Freight Late Model Practice, the track just got glazed over, and I needed a kind of like, for lack of a better term, kind of flash water my track. No matter how much water I put on it, because it was so dry, it just couldn't, I couldn't get it to absorb.
Right.
So I needed what they call a soil surfactant. You know what? I'm an idiot on a lot of, but really I'm quite brilliant on some things that I care about. Manson, I could have asked you if there's such thing as a soil surfactant, and you would have thought that I was, you would have bet me anything that you own that didn't.
That doesn't make any sense. What are you talking
about?
But
there is things called soil surfactant. So, which basically makes, soil surfactants kind of makes water wetter, if you will.
Water wetter.
Yes. It makes water.
Well, I got here some of the soil surfactant. If you want to buy it, it makes your water wetter. Trust me, it does.
And if I was to explain it like in crop terms, that like they'll lay a soil surfactant down on some soil to one, either control dust in mining applications or for like fertilizer to stick better on the soil. When you lay this down on your soil, then it kind of makes your soil a little, I don't know, stickier, if you will, or more absorbent. It's a really neat thing. So I needed some soil surfactant. I did. Stat.
Where'd you get it from?
Well, so I type in soil surfactant. This is Thursday night before, like at 1 in the morning. Remember, I got home late Thursday night because of practice, and I had to come to work on Friday. So I was up like at 12:30 at night, and I type in soil surfactant Ocala, Florida. Thinking,
right,
if, you know, maybe there's a tractor supply or something place that's got it. Little did I know that one of the leading soil surfactant places in the world is in Ocala, Florida.
Really?
It's called Ecologel. I think Ecologel. Is that Ecolo? Yeah, Ecologel.
Right.
Ecologel. Guy name is Rick. So I email him at 3, like 1 in the morning. Dear Rick, my name's Baba, and I own a racetrack, and I'm looking for a really good soil surfactant. I see you have a thing called Ecologel.
I need some of that Ebola gel.
So, what's it cost? How do I get it? You know,
does it come from chickens?
How do I get it, buddy? And so he emails me back during the show on Friday and says, listen, the amount of Ecologel that you're going to need is going to, you're going to have to stop by my manufacturer, the people that make it for me. I'm like, oh, great. Well, where's that at? And he goes, that's in Lake Panasoffkee. Off the Lake Panasoffkee exit. Now, Manson, I'm sure you're familiar with that exit. It's just, not too far from your exit.
It's not.
So I'm going up there Friday. I'm boss hogging my way up on my F-250, and I stop by Lake Panasoffic X exit, and I stop by this place called UAS of America. And this place, you know how I'm into, like, manufacturing. I'm like, so, like, for instance, 25, if you'd walk in my office right now, you can ask anybody. I have the channel that does, I watch hours and hours of how it's made. Like,
right.
I just watched how spark plugs were made a few seconds ago.
I like that show.
Oh, I just look at it and I'm just mesmerized. I'm obsessed with manufacturing.
I didn't like when I saw how they made cold cuts and lunch meat, but you know,
right.
Everything else was good.
I just watched how they made Doritos a few days ago. That was kind of cool.
I would have liked to see that one.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. And God, just manufacturing just quite frankly gets me an erection at the end of the day. Oh, here's a guy here's John. John, did I explain soil surfactant correctly or no?
Somewhat, but not really. What a soil surfactant does, actually, is it breaks the surface tension or whatever it is you're spraying it on. It's used in a lot of different ways. Really what you're using is, they refer to it as a wetting agent in the industry.
Again, it makes water wetter, kind of.
Not really.
well, that's what I tell it does. Go ahead.
Well,
I know that when I spray it on my clay, it makes my clay stickier. I know that.
Yeah, pretty much yes, but not really. What it does is it breaks the surface tension of whatever it is you're spraying it on. And it allows, it basically breaks the viscosity to make sure water can absorb. Now, there's a couple of products you can use. I don't know what you guys use. A really cheap one that you can use that works really, really well is one called Lesco Wet.
Called what?
Lesco Wet.
Lesco Wet?
Lesco, L-E-S-C-O. It's made by John Deere.
L-E-S-L-E-S-C-O, Wet.
Wet, yeah.
It can't be as good as my boy's Rick's Ecolo Gel. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. This Ecolo, let me tell you something. I've had a lot of soil surfactants, the ones that you buy at TL. The Tractor Supply, I think it was River Rock, and then I got some Schaefer Oil, Wet Sole, and nothing has even come close to this Ecolo Gel that I got from Ecolo Gel Solutions. This
Ecolo Gel?
Yeah, it's called Ecologel. You've got to try it.
I will. I mean, if the stuff I use basically is for like a landscape kind of setting, and we use it for like on berms where like the berms won't absorb any kind of water. You put it on there and It helps with getting grass green and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the guy from Ecolo Gel says that the golf courses and stuff use it to cut their watering down by a third.
Wow. Okay, I'll have to try that out.
So wow. Like whole
holy
moisture?
Mackerel.
Yeah, what?
No,
if you go to ecologel.com, okay, try that out. Go to ecologel.com. They got these products that you can, like, I don't know, golf courses and the village and all these kind of, you can spray on your lawn and you can water half as much as you do and your grass is, like, so green.
Is it pretty expensive or is it broken?
No, I don't ever ask for prices, buddy. Please, I just boss hog my wife for life. I got a credit card. Please.
Did you use a gel track? Is that what you're using, Bubba?
What's that?
Gel track.
Yeah, I use gel track. That's what I use. I'm sorry, John. Within the Ecolo Gel world and products, I use this stuff called Gel Track. That's what I use.
Pantera, could you hook me up some Dope Bops? Because this is about driving me freaking crazy.
Now, this is a Friday throwaway.
No, it's not. It's a Friday. Let's get crazy.
Well, I'm going to hear it in a minute.
I'm talking about
25. I'm sorry, yeah, Ned. I am so excited.
Ecolo Gel.
Biodegradable.
Ecolo Gel.
Listen to this. So anyway, listen, John. I want you to listen to me, okay?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that Ecolo Gel, all their stuff is made by this manufacturing place right off the highway at Lake Panasoffkee called UAS of America, okay? Look that up. And so I go there, Manson, and they got like this football-sized field warehouse where they like got a thousand to 1,500 different base products.
Base, and
they mix anything you want.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This guy named Mark and a bunch of cool people are opening.
I mean, they can mix like Hydratein and Fungi-Seal and NPK blends and Gel Track and Aqua Tea and all that stuff.
Yeah, they mix it. Ecolo Gel, they get all their stuff made by this guy. This guy makes it all. And so I'm there just looking at, I like when I go there and work for the day. Plus, they got a blueberry patch out back. They got UAS got a blueberry patch out back because I guess they specialize in blueberry, like, chemicals, and so they always have like a constant test of like this patch versus that batch or something. I don't know. I really liked it. They're great people, and I'm going to start swinging by there on my way up because I made a new friend in Mark.
Well, to check this stuff out, man. That sounds pretty neat.
Yeah, go to UAS of America, okay?
I will. Thank you.
It's called UAS-Cropmaster. UAS-Cropmaster, and you should see all the stuff they got.
Sounds neat, man. Right on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds fascinating.
Yeah, hey, look at that, Ned. I actually, this early in the morning,
up
got
the
a guy named...
torch, Pantera. I need the Dope Bops right now.
John, good talking to you.
You too, man. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm going to start swinging by and seeing Mark and a boy, see if they can whip me up a blend. Above a blend. Say it. See, Ned, if you're cool like me, you could have your own blend of chemicals.
I got my own blend of chemicals, buddy. It has nothing to do with the Ecolo Gel.